Thanks so much for tuning in to the Moonee Ponds Baptist Church podcast. Here we upload our weekly teachings that happen every Sunday at our 10 a.m. service. If we can help you in any way, feel free to reach out to us and check out our website at mpbc.org.au.
Good morning, church.
This reading comes from 1 Samuel 3, verses 1 to 10. The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of the God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the house of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." But Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." So he went and lay down. Again, the Lord called Samuel, and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." "My son," Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." Now Samuel did not know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. A third time the Lord called Samuel, and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there, calling as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Amen.
Morning. Yeah, it's great to be here this morning to share God's word with you. And one of the advantage of preaching on a Sunday is that you have to carry this heavy stuff. So that's my exercise for the rest of the week. Okay, I still remember one day when I was still working with the Baptist Union, and one day someone just came into the room and said, "Mark, so four of us just stared at him, right? Because in the room there were four Marks." Okay. I think there should be a spot. Yeah. So all of us, all four of us, we heard our names, and all four of us, we just went up and looked at him. And I think it's quite common when we hear our name, whether it's in the public or somewhere, we just turn around and wonder who is quoting us. And so I think it's not difficult for us to imagine how Samuel, who was still like an apprentice in those days, how when he heard his name, he wasn't too sure whether it was Eli calling him or not. But most probably they were the only ones there, so that's why he went to Eli. And that's the call that Samuel had. And I think the passage today calls us to consider what it means to discern the voice of God, to listen for his direction about our part in his mission. And so before I carry on with the passage about 1 Samuel, let us do something about maybe a lesson on grammar, if you want. Do you know the difference between hearing and listening? Right? Hearing is an event. So when someone said, Mark, I hear what that person is saying. It happens as a natural process. We are hearing something, right? We're hearing some noise. We are hearing things. But listening is an action. We pay attention to that. We are conscious about what we are hearing, and so we pay attention to us listening. So that's the difference. So I hear a noise, but I listen carefully when someone is talking to me, and I make note of what that person is saying. So that's the difference between hearing and listening. And I think it's important for us to make that sort of difference between hearing and listening, because I'm sure, because you're here this morning, I'm sure that we have all heard the call of God because we're here. But are we listening to what he's saying? And that's why I think this passage about the 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 to 10, and maybe if you want to, you can read the rest as well, is important for us at this stage of what we are doing about rethinking mission. But to give you some sort of background about 1 Samuel, it's sort of the approach that Samuel had in terms of learning who God is. So the first thing about 1 Samuel is that it has to do with, and 1 Samuel starts with the account of Hannah. And Hannah was not able to conceive. And that was a fact that was causing her quite a lot of grief. And so she went in to pray to God for help. And she made that vow in 1 Samuel chapter 1. And she said, O Lord, and this is how she prayed, O Lord of heaven's armies, if you look upon my sorrow and answer my prayer and give me a son, then I will give him back to you. He will be yours for his entire lifetime, and as a sign that he has been dedicated to the Lord, his hair will never be cut. So that's the background. And then when she bore the child, when Samuel was born, she took him back to serve the Lord as what she promised. That's Samuel. Then in chapter 2, we have Eli. And Eli had 3 sons. But the sons were doing things that basically were not okay. For what we are told in 1 Samuel chapter 2 says that the sins of these young men, that is Eli's son, were very serious in the Lord's sight, for they treated the Lord's offering with contempt. And Eli couldn't control his sons or couldn't change the way that his sons were serving God. And so we have chapter 1 where God provided Samuel to Hannah, and then we have Eli's son that was serving God with contempt. And then we reach chapter 3, which is what we are looking at today. And it says, first of all, that in verse 1, it says, meanwhile, the boy Samuel served the Lord by assisting Eli. So Samuel was not serving the sort of temple in those days. It wasn't the building, but it was like a place where people were coming to offer sacrifices and where the Ark of the Covenant was. So it says, the boy Samuel served the Lord by assisting Eli. So he, Samuel, was an apprentice to Eli. And now in those days, messages from the Lord were very rare and vision were quite uncommon. So here we have sight and hearing, okay? Message of the Lord were very rare. So they were not hearing the message of God. And the vision were quite uncommon. The sight was uncommon. So here we have Samuel, a young boy, serving the Lord with Eli. And Eli was pretty advanced in age. And he says here in verse 2, one night Eli, who was almost blind, so he couldn't see, vision, he couldn't see, had gone to bed. So he'd gone to bed. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was sleeping in the tabernacle near the Ark of the Lord. So Samuel was close to the Ark of the Covenant. And if you know a bit about the Old Testament, the Ark of the Covenant meant that this was the presence of God amongst his people. And they were carrying the Ark of Covenant around with them. So Samuel was sleeping in the tabernacle near the Ark of God. And suddenly the Lord called out, Samuel. Hearing, right? So Eli couldn't see. Samuel heard from God calling his name, but he didn't know that it was God. And Samuel replied, yes, what is it? So he heard, but he couldn't understand what was happening. He was a bit confused, in a sense. He got up, ran to Eli, here I am, did you call me? I didn't call you, Eli replied. Go back to bed. So he did. Then the Lord called again, Samuel. And again, Samuel got up, went to Eli, hey, here I am. Did you call me? I didn't call you, my son. Go back to bed. So we see that in those days, it reflects what was said in verse 1. Message was rare, vision quite uncommon. Eli couldn't see properly. Samuel heard, but didn't know, was confused, didn't know that it was God calling him. But that's about to change. That's about to change. But in verse 7, it says, Samuel did not yet know the Lord. And I guess we have to emphasize on the word yet. That is, at that stage, as a young boy, because the whole thing will change later on when he listened to what God was telling him. So Samuel did not yet know the Lord because he had never had a message from the Lord before. Right? Here, message was rare in those days. So the Lord called a third time, and once more Samuel got up and went to Eli. Here I am. Did you call me? Then Eli realized it was the Lord who was calling the boy. So he said to Samuel, go and lie down again, and if someone calls again, say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Right? He heard his name. And Eli, who couldn't see, but who knew that it was the Lord, told Samuel to answer God in this way. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Your servant is listening. So we can see in this particular situation how sometimes when God calls, right, it's not clear. We need the guidance of someone else to help us to really listen to what God is saying to us. And when I was researching this, I was reading a few things about why. Why is it that right from the beginning, Samuel could not or did not understand that it was God calling him? And then I read this from one of the commentaries, and it says that community carries our faith when we are weak, preserves a long tradition of listening for God, provides a collective interpretation of the scriptures, and calls us to action that are good for us and the larger community of living things. Right? Cut off from its communitarian roots, the power and veracity of Christian discernment can easily stray into viewing our own interpretations and even downright evil as God's call. So we need, as a community, to support one another when God is speaking to each one of us. So, community. Now, we will understand how this call by Samuel affected not just Eli, but the whole people of Israel, the whole community of Israel. Because if you continue to read 1 Samuel and also 2 Samuel, you will see how history, the history of the people of Israel changed as a result of that particular call. Because in 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel, we have a lot of events that has to do with priests, with soldiers, with kings, with prophets, with advisors. And right in the middle of all those, we see the character of Samuel playing an important role in the people of God, the people of Israel moving forward to build up that nation that culminate later on in the building of the temple. But there is also King David, one of the main characters in the Old Testament that came through because of that particular event. The call of God, the response of Samuel to listen to what God is calling him. So as we can see, Samuel's call is a call that concerns the life of Israel. It affected the whole people of Israel. And as I was saying at the beginning, your call concerns the life of this whole community here. I've put here the life of Mooney Ponds Baptist Church, but I think it does extend outside of these walls. It's a call for us to have an impact on the life of our community here. And I was few months ago, I think around about January, when I was asked to share God's word, and I was looking at what to say, I had a look at Moonee Ponds Baptist Church website about the history of this particular church. And I still recall that I made a comment about the fact that this particular church has got a very rich history. Very, very rich history. It was established in 1892. Right? And it's been basically, it's planted quite a few churches. Right? And I know that it was a reason why one of the churches that I was working with, Pastor Rick Raimundo, was a product of this particular church. And this church helped him to set up one, his church now in Sunshine. And I've worked quite a bit with him. And not only that, but this church has been reaching out to quite a lot of migrants, of refugees. But one thing I've noticed is that after 1997, and if you can go to the website and have a look, after 1997, the history after that is all about just who was the pastor, who was the youth pastor, who, not really about how the church has been developing like what it was before. That's why I believe that God has called us, like Samuel, to make a difference. You've heard the call, right? We've heard the call. I'm part of this church. We've heard the call. Are we listening? Are we brave enough to stand up today and say, Lord, I hear your voice. I'm listening. Your servant is listening. Will we do that together? And that's the whole point of us going through the rethinking mission. Last week, and Rachel did mention that, about the verse of the day. That's listening. That's a tool that we have, free of charge. If you've got a phone, you have access to it. For us together, as one in Christ, for us together to listen to what God is saying to us. We've gone through, or most of the Connect groups, we've gone through the Rethinking Mission, the video series that we've been looking at. And I've been compiling some of those that I will be circulating around later on. And I can see, I was able to see quite a few things about what has impacted us in Connect groups when we were watching those videos. And if you look at the picture up there, it's a puzzle, a jigsaw puzzle, right? I can see, for example, that a lot of times God doesn't reveal things to one particular person because that can be quite dangerous, I think. What God does is each one of us And that's what he says in his word. In Ephesians, we are part of the body. And each part of the body has got a particular function. Right? And if one part of the body doesn't function properly, what happens? We all feel it. God provides each one of us something, a piece of the puzzle that's in there. And when we put the puzzle, those pieces together, when we gather them together, what happens? We see the whole picture as it should be. That vision of God, when God provides us, each one of us, a piece of the puzzle, and we put those together, we work together, and we put those together, we get the whole picture of what the vision of God is for each one of us. But it doesn't stop with the videos. If Samuel, after he's been revealed that what's going to happen to Eli, he just sat there and did nothing. Nothing else would have happened. That's why engaging with God's word on a daily basis, as one in Christ, all of us doing the same thing, thinking about the same verse every day, helps us to see the part of the puzzle, that piece of the puzzle that God is revealed to each one of us. And if you, last week, someone sort of asked me about the fact that some people, they cannot access the Bible app on their phones. If you've got a smartphone, that's fine, but if you've got a phone, just a phone, a mobile phone, sometimes it's hard for you to have that Bible app. Now, if you cannot access it through the Bible app, you also got Bible.com. So you can go, if you have a computer, you can go to Bible.com, and there too you will have access to the Bible app if you want, or YouVersion. And you can access the verse of the day there. However, if you cannot, if for some reason you still cannot, through the Bible app or Bible.com, please let me know. I'm happy to send an SMS to you. Just give me your phone number. I'm happy to send you an SMS every day until you want me to stop. Because what you have here, what you have on your phone, free of charge, is not just an app. It's the Word of God, right? If you treat it just like an app, it won't help you. But if we look at this and say, how can I engage with God every day? If we use it as a tool, who's done it this morning? No. Because I can see some of the heads going down there. No. the verse of the day, right? That's the homepage for the Bible app, right? And if you go through it, you can see a picture there normally every day. And if you click on that, right, it plays a video.
Yeah.
Okay. So this shares a bit about that particular verse every day. It gives you an idea of what that verse is about. And not only that, but if you keep going in that verse of the day, it gives you, for example, some plan that will help you to understand more about this particular verse, or that some plans that's got a similar sort of subject at that particular verse of the day. And for example, Connect Group, we are going through the Bible in a year. We are on day 300 and something, close to a full year. Why? Because we want to know what God is telling each one of us. Right? Samuel didn't stop there. He continued to listen to God, and God kept on speaking to him. We have God's Word. We have the Holy Spirit. We have what it takes for us to listen to what God is saying. What are we doing with it? And in a few weeks' time, we're going to have like a forum where we will bring all of the things that God has spoken to us. We'll bring all these together, where you will have the opportunity to share your piece of the puzzle. And when we put it all up together, we will get the vision of God for this church. Now, what will happen if some of us don't bring that piece of the puzzle onto the table? There will be holes, there will be gaps in that jigsaw puzzle. That's why we are encouraging all of us, including myself, to be serious about finding out what God's vision is for us here as a church. Not this building, not the organization, but as a gathering of God's people. That's what church is. Samuel, through accepting his call, impacted the people of Israel. Your call, our call, right, is meant to impact the community around us. Are we going to do it? Are we going just to hear God's voice calling us? Or are we going to listen to what He has called us to do? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are indeed thankful for your call to us. We are thankful that, Lord, you provided us with the tools, with all that we need for us to be able to make an impact in the community around us. We pray that, Lord, you will continue to challenge us, to stir us up in such a way that, Lord, we'll pay attention, we'll listen to what you have to say. And that, Lord, we will allow you to speak to each one of us, for us to have the whole vision that you have for each one of us, and for the church, and for this community as a whole. So, Lord, we commit ourselves to you, and we pray for your blessing on us, on the church as a whole, and on this community. We thank you, Lord. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.